Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing once again for the dope dads of the Fatherhood is Lit community. Last week, we dropped the first episode of Season 3, Episode 93. And fellas, when I tell you it hit, man, did it hit. And it also ruffled some feathers. When I say ruffled some feathers, I mean that some dads hit me up to say that real fathers don't need time for themselves. I won't even entertain that. Do you your way. That's all I'll ever say. Then there were dads that did believe in making sure dad's mind and health were right. They shared advice on how they make it through the rough times. They shared how they take time to care for themselves. But what was even better was that so many dads hit me up just to say that they were there for me. Go figure. Dads that I have never met in my life offered their ears. How dope is that? That's exactly what I wanted to accomplish with this community. Not only did I want dope dads like you and I to know that we can exist in our kids' lives and have fun with it, but I also wanted this community to serve as a support group for us, especially the prideful dads like myself that don't like asking for anything from anyone. I set out to help dope dads, but like I always say, you guys also help me and sometimes don't even know it. So salutes to you all that reached out or simply shared this podcast with someone else. Support goes a long way. And it's as simple as sharing a quotable, an episode, or even the website cool4dads.com. That's cool4dads.com. Oh yeah, one dad wrote me an email with a line that stuck. He wrote, and I quote, "James, if I could post a happy birthday to a stranger, the least I can do is share something that helps me." I love that energy. And with that being said, let's jump into episode 94. This week we are taking a different look at resolutions. Resolutions post-COVID. If you have been part of this community for a while, you know I don't really care or push for New Year's resolutions. To me, resolutions are mostly bullshit. We tell the world the things we will do or hope to do, but who holds us accountable for those resolutions? I can tell you from experience, it doesn't work for me. I'll tell myself I'll hit the gym and get cut up, and instead I'll hit my favorite Spanish spot to get myself some pernil with rice and flan on the side. That shit tastes so good. Who the hell is stopping me? Who's going to hold me accountable? Or better yet, can I fail and just claim that I will do it right the following year? Yep, the latter is me. It's probably you too. But this year is a little different. As I stated in the last podcast, the second half of 2021 was rough as hell for my family and for me. It was rough for everyone. We learned so much about ourselves and others these past few COVID years that this year I wanted to look at resolutions a little bit differently. Instead of promising others something, I promised myself to do certain things a little better, or simply look at them differently, especially as a dad. My kids are growing, and just like your kids, the issues that come with growth are different. For 2022, I wanted to look at resolutions in regards to parenting a little different, and I hope it helps you a little as well. Instead of resolutions, I'm focusing a little more on these three things. They are taking care of myself a little more, enjoying not knowing it all, and to also be mindful of what I think my kids know. Those three things won't make you or I the greatest parent in the world. But unlike resolutions, focusing on these things does impact someone you love. And that right there might be enough accountability for all of us to handle or to get things done. In last week's episode, I spoke about self-care and why we fathers need to focus on it a bit more. After a few deaths in my family and my pop's hospital stay, I started to really get stressed out. Fathers like us drop everything for everyone else. And I asked the question, who's there for you? Even though I had people that had my back, I didn't think about using them. I was prideful and looked for ways to make myself happier. It worked, but it took way longer than I would have liked. The biggest lesson there was that it took longer than I thought it would because I stopped doing some of the things that really made me happy. It's like I had to take a step back and think about the things that got me excited when I woke up. I was so focused on everyone else and surviving COVID that I forgot about the little things that make me feel great. Yeah, the kids play a major role in that, But we dads need something outside of that as well. That doesn't mean they can't be included. It just means you should do things that really make you happy with or without your family. I don't know what that looks like for you, but for me, sneakers and technology always made me happy. Luckily for me, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. My son is into reselling, and instead of letting him go at it all alone, I started to get more involved. I started waking up early on Saturdays to get him sneakers. Heck, I even started watching YouTubers talk about sneaker releases. Yeah, I became that dad that woke up to watch YouTubers unbox or even buy sneakers. I used to laugh at my kids for watching kids unbox toys. But secretly, that shit put a smile on my face. Almost every day my son and I talk about sneakers, what we are buying, or the profits we hope to make. That right there makes me happy as hell. I get to help my son with something that we both love, and we get to build a bond while learning about every facet of reselling. The nerd in me is screaming like crazy right now. I'm smiling while just saying this. Maybe sneakers, cryptos, and stuff like that isn't your thing. Find something that is. And do that without any remorse. Do it without worrying about who's judging you. I spoke to my guy Mike Dorsey of the Black Fathers Now podcast, and I told him that in 2022, I'm doubling down on doing shit that makes me happy, and doubling down on the people that don't judge me for it. His response was simple. Me too. I hope you do the same, fellas. No judgment here. Just make sure to hit me up and tell me all about it. Maybe we'll learn something. The second thing I want to focus more on this year is enjoying the losses a little bit more. I don't like losing. I'm super competitive. But just like sports, in life, we got to appreciate the losses more. It's impossible for us to know it all, and sometimes not knowing something feels like a huge, big old loss to many dads. We are superheroes. We pride ourselves on being there for our kids no matter the circumstances. We work hard for that feeling, and sometimes we can't solve or fix it all. It is what it is. Think about sports. Are you that dad ashamed that your kid doesn't have a wicked jump shot? Do you take the blame when you watch them play and tell yourself, "I'm not doing enough for them to win"? I have had that feeling. I even had it in the technology space with my oldest, a space that I feel real comfortable in. I am the tech god in my house and in my family, but I can't know it all. I had to learn that with my oldest, and I give him all the credit for it. He's heavy into crypto and now NFTs. He would come to me every day with something new, and I would feel the pressure to learn what he was talking about, so he couldn't simply lie to me about it. You know kids, when they get excited, they talk about things like they are super experts when they aren't. As dads, we try to step in and correct them, but in order to do so, we got to learn what they are talking about better and faster than we think they can. That's dope, but it's also a recipe for disaster, especially when you have other kids to tend to. It's time consuming. That pressure can really do a number on your mental state if you don't apply the right energy to it. I learned to be happy with not knowing it all, and letting my son actually educate me on things. As a dad, I can tell when my kids are rambling about a topic and might not know what they are talking about. Instead of stopping them and then researching what they are talking about, I make a mental note about it and let them speak. Having them explore new things and then seeing them excited to talk about it is the ultimate win, whether they are right or wrong. That doesn't mean we can't correct them. It means that we accept that they might be wrong. And accept that, hey, we might not know it all either, and that's okay. In this world, you don't need to be perfect or know everything to win. The same applies to fatherhood. We don't have to be perfect all the time. We just need to be present and help when we can. Pick and choose what you focus on. Don't go crazy doing so. You don't need a resolution for that. You just have to care as a father. Speaking about knowing it all, one thing I'm working on big time this year is letting go of the notion that my kids know what they need to know for their age. Once again, I'll use my oldest as an example. At the start of the school year, my son had a project based on short-term and long-term goals. He was to list out a few. I think they were trying to get them to start thinking about college and the careers they might be interested in. My son asked me for some help with it. And without even thinking about it, I laughed at him and said, "Jaden, your short-term goal should be to stop asking dad for the answers and think about it instead." Oh, I thought I deserved a mic drop for that one. I wanted him to use his own head to think about those things. To me, he was young. There were no wrong answers, so he could play with it a little bit. That's not the way he saw it. He felt pressured, but most of all had no idea how to answer it. I spoke to my wife about it and she made me feel so stupid, fellas. She said, James, he's 15. When have you really sat with him and asked him those questions in a serious manner? She was right. I might play around with him or even help him with his reselling, stocks, all of that. But we never sat down to really have that real nitty-gritty future talk. I was assuming he knew what he wanted to be at 15. Do you remember what you wanted to do with your life at 15? I sure don't, and I can't remember anyone outside of school actually asking me or talking to me about it. Besides the regular, yo, Jimmy, do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to be a lawyer? You know how parents would always reach out to you and tell you these things and you would just shrug it off like you didn't really care. Nobody really sat down with me and had that real conversation besides a school counselor. And you know we don't care about those people. My son had some answers, but since we never spoke about it before, he didn't think those answers were suitable. How do I know? Simple. After talking to my wife, I sat down with my son to give it another go, and he told me. We fathers sometimes look at our kids and think to ourselves that they know things that we knew by that age, and in reality, they don't. Let's get even realer for a minute. Do you think your kids know all they need to know about sex? They might learn some of the basics in school, but how will your son know how to put a condom on? Or better yet, how will your daughter know how a condom should be worn by a guy? Pretty graphic, but let that sink. Are we leaving that type of education to school, TV, or the craziness we call the internet? And if we are leaving that to everyone else, are we sure our kids are learning the right things? Let that sink in, because this might be something our own parents didn't think about. My rule for 2022 is to stop thinking kids are learning the right things. If I have to ask myself, does my child know such and such? Then chances are they don't. Shit, I can't picture my son putting on a condom because I never taught him how. And I know for damn sure the video game content that he watches 24/7 isn't teaching him that either. Guess what James is doing this year? Buying homeboy an eggplant, a box of condoms, and teaching him how to wear that shit. Our kids are too important for us to leave them unguided. If you have to question whether they know something, make it a habit of educating them on it, no matter how weird or stupid it might feel. Fatherhood is a never-ending journey. If we are lucky, we get to live a full life and our title as fathers never change. With that life comes so much pressure to get it right. But what the fuck does getting it right even look like? Can a resolution do that for you? Maybe you believe it does, and if that's the case, do you. But if not, just don't toss resolutions to the side completely. Instead, modify what resolutions look like and mean to you. To me, I have been breaking resolutions since I could remember. I don't abide by them. Instead, every year I focus on a few things that can make me feel better and can also make me a better person with small steps, instead of the crazy pressure that comes with yearly resolutions. This year as a father, I want to double down on the things that make me happy and the people that don't judge me for it. It's already paying off, and I can't wait to share more about it with you guys later on this season. I want to enjoy the losses or not knowing it all when it comes to my kids. I know we fathers can't be perfect, but even I can apply pressure on myself that isn't needed. We don't need to know it all to be great. We just need to be present. That's my guide. It should be yours as well. And last but not least, if I have to ask myself, do my kids know something? Chances are they don't. I want to assume less and execute on life lessons even more. Those three things might not seem like much. Heck, some dads have 20 things as resolutions. However, those three things affect my kids and myself big time. Those three things help me. Better yet, it allows me the opportunity to do better every day and not beat myself over the head when things don't go as planned. Those three things might not help you or I become the perfect father, but that's not the goal anyway. The goal is to make our presence felt, because the way we do it, fellas, well, it matters, even if the world doesn't tell you so. Continue to make your presence felt, fellas. Let's get it. Fatherhood is lit.